Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about not happy? Change your environment. Bruce Lipton, who wrote The Biology of Belief, which explains from a cellular biological point of view, all the way to spirituality, how it is that our minds and bodies work together to create good health and well-being. This is the thing that one needs to understand amongst all things. It is our perceptions that create our beliefs and our attitudes going forward in life. Dr. Lipton states that when we change our perceptions of our beliefs, we change the genetics. Our genetics need not control our health. We can change this all by the way that we change our thinking, which is aligned with health and well-being. Environmentally speaking, if you are around a bunch of negative people, you most assuredly will be brought down into a negative state. It's a lot harder to bring someone from a negative state into a positive state than it is to be in the positive state. That our environment controls the gene activity through the epigenetic control. This breakthrough in biology being fundamental to all healing, it recognizes that when you change your perception or your beliefs, you send totally different messages to your cells and reprogram their expression. Which explains to a great degree, according to Dr. Lipton, why it is that we can have spontaneous remissions or recover from injuries deemed to be permanent disabilities. He bases this information on the learnings we got from the Human Genome Project, which, he says, undermined the concept of genetic determination. I would further suggest to you that your environment really does make a difference. So in other words, if you're a person who lived through this horrific winter season in the Northeast, with all of the snow and blizzards, they had more than ever before in recorded history, so far as I know, and if you're a person who really needs sunshine, then I would suggest you go find yourself a way to move to a place that is more in line with what makes you feel happy and positive. Because sunshine does matter to a lot of us. Further, if you're in a relationship that's not working for you, and you'll know this because you'll feel it inside your gut. You'll get the thoughts that tell you that maybe this isn't the right thing. There'll be a lot of questions going on in your mind in terms of maybe not feeling quite right about something about the relationship. Heed those warnings, because in the end, the only person who can help you create health, well-being, and happiness is you. It is through the choices that you make in terms of the people with whom you hang around, your friends, family, the activities that you do during your day. And again, if you're in a job that you're finding is depressing, where you feel weird because maybe the values of your employer goes against what you feel is the correct, appropriate thing to be doing. Or perhaps you're doing things that you feel unfulfilled by. You're bored. Or maybe there's a lot of people there who have negative, well, they're feeling kind of morose because maybe it's not the best place to work. Maybe the business was bought out once or twice by other people and it no longer represents the place that it was when you first began there, which might have been fine in the beginning. Because what we know for sure in our lives is that change is the one thing that's going to happen. I would strongly suggest that you look at these areas of your life, and if the environment in which you find yourself is not working for you, figure out a way to change your environment so that you can feel happier, more content, and maybe, just maybe, like I found by coming out west instead of staying in the east where I was miserable for many years because of the cold, because of just the difficulty of making a living for myself out there and so many other things. There's a lot of really bad history for me out there. It was time for change. I came out here, I met some amazing people, and I still have my friends and the people out east. We talk a lot. And that's a good thing. But in terms of the environment, here in the sunshine of Southern California, with much more open, happier people, maybe because of the sunshine, it's just been a much better place to be. So I'm going to suggest that you think about what's working in your life and the environment that you find yourself in, climatically, geographically, personality-wise. And if you need to make a change, make a change. Because what you're going to find is that your creativity will open up. You'll be able to get through some blocks that maybe perhaps you've been hitting over and over again. And you'll find that a whole new way of thinking can open up with these changed perceptions, which are only going to help you with better health and well-being. It's a wonderful thing to be able to question what you're doing. Make those course corrections. And by all means, listen to your gut and listen to the back of your mind, you know, that unconscious part of you that knows more about you than your conscious mind ever could dream of. And follow those whims. Because you're going to find in the end, you're going to be a lot happier, a lot healthier, and a lot more fulfilled for doing so. The only person who can make that choice for you is you. And I'll challenge you to get out of the old that's not working any longer and get on with the new and see what you can create. You'll be absolutely amazed for taking the opportunities or perhaps even making the opportunities that you can make in order to create a much happier and fulfilled life for yourself. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.